Hello, is it Pete?
Hey, yeah, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, good. Just trying to finish up the day here in a little bit, a few hours.
That's a great name. You know, it's a great name, Bank of Cardiff. It just sounds great.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it, too, yeah. So, yeah, I was Bruce left me a quick little voice message. I think we were exchanging voicemails. He said, pointed me in your direction here for you interested in some equipment and capital for you guys?
Well, yes, we are interested in financing some equipment. That is true.
Okay. So,
we're also interested in just operating capital.
Perfect.
Now, will you do that with company stock as the collateral?
No. See, the capital end, it's a working capital loan. Are you familiar with that at all?
Oh yeah, very familiar.
Yeah, so it's just lump sum, unsecured working capital loan. So it just, just goes right into the business's business account, and it's unsecured, and the loans go on the business credit as well. So you can use that for anything from marketing, materials. I actually never got the company name, Bruce. It was kind of hard to understand him on the voicemail.
It's Hemp Inc., H-E-M-P Inc.
Okay. I remember I gave you guys a call here. I forgot. Actually bought some stock here for you. I was on E-Trade and noticed you went up and down a little bit. So I decided to give you guys a call. But yeah, so you're looking for some equipment. So what kind of equipment are you guys using there?
Well, there's an air handler that we want to get. It's a $400,000 piece of equipment.
Mhm.
And it's needed at our plant in North Carolina. Yeah, so it's a good sized plant if the air handler's 400,000.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's a big piece of equipment here. And what is this going to allow you to do here? Just tell me a little bit about it.
When the product is made, or when the product is processed, the hemp or the canaf, depending on what they're processing that day. There's a great need for air, and the air is used both to blow it from one location to another, but mainly to blow it from one location to another. So it has to be a real powerful, because we used something called a cyclone. When it goes, it'll blow from one location through the pipes to the other location, and then it sort of goes into something that spins around. It comes in on the side as opposed to straight into it, which causes a turbulent effect. It causes it to spin around and lose its speed, and then gradually fall down into the silo. And it's a 40-foot silo that it fills, and the air handler handles that, as well as other things. There's just a need for forced air in different places.
Wow. Okay, it's very interesting. I haven't really dealt in this industry yet. As far as I've been here, it's mostly machine shops, things like that. But yeah, I like it. So it's called a air handler. It's $400K. And do you have any other pieces that you're looking at as well? Or what's your return on investment actually on this air handler? Let me get there first.
Well, I don't know that the air handler itself. It's probably unfair to put the judgment. That one. The entire plant, the equipment that the company bought took over a year to manufacture. So when the equipment was originally purchased, it was over a year to manufacture, and it was praised not long ago at $10 million.
Okay.
So it's expensive equipment, and it's designed to process canaf. But it also could be used on hemp. We negotiated a deal. We bought the equipment for $455,000 out of a bankruptcy, and then it was relocated in North Carolina to a plant. And the plant in North Carolina is where we're going to be processing hemp in the future.
Okay, interesting. So you kind of got a really good deal on that. So, there's not really, what's the return on investment for the whole plant or company, or you know what I'm talking about? What's this air handler going to help you do, not operationally, but for the business end of it?
Process
hemp?
Well, actually, the hemp plant has not come online.
Oh, okay.
It won't be online until after we do this.
Perfect. So you just need this to get things up and running. Is this the last kind of piece of the puzzle here for you guys, or is there anything else?
It's the last big piece of equipment. It was the one piece of equipment that, because air handlers have to be made where they are, you can't, you know, you don't just go out and buy an air handler and then ship it somewhere. Somebody has to come out, measure it, determine where it's going to go, and it's all custom work. And so you can't take an air handler from one location to another and use much of it. Most of it has to be renewed. So that's why this has to be custom made.
Oh, I get it. I really wasn't aware that's how big of a piece this was. But yeah, we also do cover soft costs here. I think up to 125% of the equipment. So it'll get you probably, honestly, if there's, you know, installation fees, is that all included in the $400K or is that additional?
Well, $400,000 is the raw cost of getting the product to the plant.
Okay, okay.
Handler to the plant.
Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since, I believe, 2008.
Okay, so been around the block for a little bit here. I know your industry wasn't really, you weren't kind of looking to get into that until pretty much around that time, right?
The company really started to do business in 2000, probably 2011, latter part of 2011.
But were you guys cash flow positive yet, or are you still on the up and up there?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, no. What did you guys do in sales last year?
This everything has been put into this. Everything in the company has been put into bringing this plant up.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So that was my concern:
is that what are you looking for? Because you're going to look for some way to collateralize this, or if you're going to do it on a no collateral basis, you're going to look for something that where you can cash flow the payments on this. And based upon the fact that we're in a growth company and that we're starting, and we talk about our bleed rate, not our income.
Bleed rate, I like that.
And we're not in a position where you could look at it and say, oh, this makes sense. That's why I was thinking that, you know, usually sometimes in situations like that, some companies will take stock as backing it up. If your company covers the equipment and only does it for companies that are looking good on the spreadsheet, you know, in other words, they're cash flow positive, we're not there.
Yeah, well, okay, see, the capital side of things tends more to do with the sales and the revenue side aspect. And
right.
You don't, but the equipment, what we look for mainly is the time in business for you guys. You know, you've been around 8 years. The type of equipment in relation to the industry, and you know, it's kind of a gray area, but you know, this industry is exploding. You know, I've been watching your stock. It's getting some legalization headway in a couple of different states.
You might want to look at the North Carolina plant.
It's on the
internet. If you go to hempinc.com. If you go to hempinc.com, you can look at, there are pictures of it, and there, I believe that there's even videos of what's going on at the plant in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, yeah, I see all the silo and all that going on.
Yeah, that's a 40-foot silo.
The equipment itself is something like, you know, we do startups and different kinds of, you know, restaurants have a typical tough time doing this. So I think in your industry, with how integral this piece of equipment is, I don't think there's going to be too much problems with getting you approved for it, just because it is such a integral piece of equipment that, you know, you need to get this started. But once you do, you're going to be seeing a lot of revenues here. This looks like a pretty large plant. I'm just glossing over the video.
When it comes online, it will be the largest processing plant in North America.
Wow.
Of this type.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're, you know, if you go to a chicken plant or something like that, or there, but for processing a hemp or canaf, it will be the largest one in North America.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, is Bruce the 100% owner here, or is there obviously equity distribution? You guys have stock.
It's a public company. I believe that Bruce has over 51% of the company.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good. And then the rest is publicly traded. Nice.
Rest is public owned. Yeah.
All right. Have you looked into financing with your bank at all, or
no.
You know, no, not at all.
One of the problems that the company has is that the company is in the hemp business,
mm-hmm.
and many people think hemp is marijuana.
Yeah, it's
so banks think the company is in the marijuana business, and so banks don't want to be in the marijuana business, so they're hard to work with.
Yeah, I understand. It could be definitely tricky getting some financing set in place.
It could be tricky getting an account. Bruce has opened accounts before.
Have they gotten shut down?
And then they shut down because the risk analysis was that because it was a marijuana company, it was too much risk. And you try to explain it's not a marijuana company.
Yeah, they're not going to really get, they're kind of thick-skulled over there. Who'd you talk to? Is it like Wells Fargo, one of these big players?
Wells, B of A, yeah.
Yeah, all those guys, they all said no and rescinded their counts or approvals or whatever they got. Do you have a builder in mind for this, air handler thing? Do you have a quote or invoice with it from a certain company?
We do. I believe we have a quote for the $400,000 from the company. Yes.
What's the name of their company?
I have no idea.
Oh, I will circle back and get that later. It's not a big deal.
I can email it over to you. I'm going to have to get it from someone else, but I can email it to you.
Yeah. Perfect. And so you got the vendor set up. Well, you know, what happens if you can't get this loan through us? What's your other means
then
of?
Then we're going to get it through somebody else. I mean, we'll get the loan.
You're going to get it? Okay, I was going to say, are you going to issue some more stock and dilute the company a little bit? Or
Typically, that's what we do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you don't really want to do that if you can't, right? Like, just because you're giving up... Yeah, because you're going to give up equity in an industry that's going to be booming, totally legal in a few years here.
Well, actually, the industry we're in is... Well, no, you're right. The industry's not quite legal because when they made marijuana illegal, they made hemp illegal. What's really weird is this. In Canada, Canada grows an enormous amount of hemp, and almost all of it ships to the United States. So United States farmers can't grow it, but Canadian farmers can.
But we can buy it.
Okay. They ship it here.
That's quite some loophole they got over there.
Yeah, well, North Carolina was the first state in the United States to approve the growing of hemp. So they believe in the 2017 season that they'll be growing hemp there. And in the meantime, the hemp, the plant processes a plant called Canaf. And Canaf is in the hibiscus. It has a lot of similarities to hemp, even though it's a different family.
Oh, and is that totally, you know, across the board? Do you have no issues with the Canaf?
No issues whatsoever. In fact, the mill is coming online within the next 2 months, and when that's online, they're going to start processing the canaf and should be starting to make money in the next few months.
Are you going to be using a distributor? Or you have plans to distribute this yourself? How are you going to sell this?
Well, most of the product of that will go to large oil companies, and there's already a relationship with those oil companies. They're testing the products now.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it sounds like we could help you out. I just want you just to talk to one of my underwriters real quick, just because, like, we don't usually deal with publicly traded companies, and because I want to see, like, what we can do for you. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. I'm going to go grab an underwriter. Hey, Barry.
Yes.
Do you guys have a bank account set up right now at all with anybody?
Sure.
Oh, you do. With who?
Yeah. I don't. It's I don't know who it is. It's a company in North Carolina where the plant is.
All right. Well, you know, I just got the okay. We're gonna send you out an app and see what we can do for you. And you know, we'll go from here. Just because there is a little bit of a gray area, but I really think we can help you out. You know, it's a large piece of equipment. If you have you know, all the information we need, you know, we can just move on from here.
If you'll email me the information, we'll get it taken care of and get it back to you on Monday.
Perfect. Yeah, I just need a quick one-page application, the invoice for your, you know, air handler, and then last 6 months of your bank statements.
Okay, not a
and
problem.
And if you have a tax return as well, can you throw that in there for me?
I will do it.
Thank you so much, Barry. Where's a good email I can send this to?
Would be my first name, Barry, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Ferris, Ferris. And then holding, holding.com.
Okay. Perfect. I'll shoot something over there in a minute, and I'll circle back with you Monday. Is morning or afternoon better for you?
Morning is much better.
All right. I'll call you then, Barry, and yeah, hopefully get all that stuff gathered over the weekend, and we'll get this thing rolling.
Thank you very much. Okay. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.